Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda.
If you want to change your life from ordinary to outstanding, you need to be taught this lesson by Barbara Alexander.
Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, on today's show, we have back with us today, Barbara Alexander. It's Thursday and Barb is here to teach us a lesson. She's a life and career coach from Empowerment for Success Coaching, and she is on the cusp of beginning a workshop in Mattawan, New Jersey on dates January 23rd, February 20th, and March 19th. Now, I know, Barb, this is a three-part workshop, Saturday mornings, 9 to 12:30, and the lesson that you are here to teach my listeners today is actually an introduction on what you'll be expanding on during that workshop, which is the three C's of shifting from ordinary to outstanding. So, Barb, first, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Lynette. I'm thrilled to be back.
So you know that I do start my episodes off with a meaningful passage of some kind. Did you bring one to share with us today?
Yes, I have one. It's a quote. And the quote is, "We must let go of the life we have planned so as to accept the life that is waiting for us." And that's from Joseph Campbell.
Barb, tell me how you connect to that.
Well, and it really ties to my journey, because I was living a life that I thought I should be living and the way it was supposed to be. And it was very hard for me to let go. And once I let go, so much more opportunity opened up to me. And I'll share some of that in our interview today.
Okay, great. Now, the three C's, I know they are clarity, choices, and care, as in self-care. So can you introduce this skill for us? What do these things mean in more detail?
Sure. If you don't mind, I'd like to start with just a lead-in to kind of what led me to this point. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So, you know, I wanted to share with your listeners that my own journey in my personal and professional life led me to where I am today as a coach. And it's really to help and inspire. I have been following a path of how I thought my life was supposed to be. So working hard in school to get good grades, working hard in my career to get a high paying job and climbing that infamous corporate ladder while saving for retirement. So then I could enjoy a life of freedom to choose what I would want to do on a daily basis. While doing all this, you know, I got married, had children, and I put everyone else's needs first because, you know, Lynette, as a woman, that's what we do. And there was a period of about a year in my life where I recognized that I wasn't truly happy with what I was doing for a living. And I had spent over 25 years in advertising and marketing, working for just a handful of companies over that time. And I felt as if my life revolved around my career. And I sort of felt trapped. And I very much enjoyed the income that that job provided, but I no longer felt in control of my time or of my life. So I took a step back and I asked myself, what do I really want my life to look like? Do I want to continue to go down this path of what I'm supposed to do? Or do I take a leap of faith and go down a different one? So as you know, I chose the latter. And I knew I was going through this journey that I wanted to inspire and encourage other people, especially women, to also take a leap of faith and realize that they no longer have to settle for the way things are now. Many people wish, hope, and even want things to change, but most don't know how to go about doing it. And some don't really know what they truly want. And I believe the majority are just so wrapped up in their day-to-day routine of doing their job, running their household, being a parent, a spouse, a daughter, a sister, you know, and all that, those life roles that they're in, that they don't even think it's possible. And most people ask themselves, where will I ever find the time? Or what comes up is, what if it doesn't work out?
And Barb, I'm sitting here envisioning all of my listeners right now. Some are driving down the road to work right now. Some are driving exhausted on their way home, maybe on the treadmill, maybe doing the dishes as they're listening, you know, maybe, and it could be a man, and maybe he's sitting there doing the bills at this time and saying, wow, she was pretty brave. And I wish I had that courage, because I'm living that life right now and I'm not happy about it.
That's exactly it, Lynette. I was that person. So I decided to, you know, do the brave thing and just walk away. And I had in the back of my mind, I'll figure it out. You know, I'll figure out what I'm supposed to do. So I decided to take my skills to a higher level, which, you know, I went through a coaching certification program, which I completed a few months ago. And then since then, I developed this strategy to help people get out of their ordinary day-to-day life and go after what they truly want. Even if they don't know what they want, this program will help them get clear on what areas of their life, their relationships, their career, their finances, their health, whatever it is, whatever they want to improve. And that's really how the three C's came about. I took a step back and thought, what was my journey like? What do other people need to know and need to learn to really have that courage?
You know, that's really not much different from my approach as well. I took that step back and said, how is it that I act? Because I'm an actor, I'm a doer. I have to enjoy my life. It has to be challenging. I felt I needed to do more. Where you felt so similarly, only you just felt like you needed to be doing something different. Mm-hmm. And that's how I came up with, well, what I do is I envision it for myself. Then I explore what it would take, and then I execute a plan. So similarly, you're saying you need to get clarity. You need to, I don't know where you're going with choices, if it's see where your choices are or what your choices are. And then how are you caring for yourself in this process and selecting or designing a life that's going to be in alignment with your true values and what you want to get out of this life? Am I close?
You're spot on. Absolutely. You know, and it was over the course of a year's time in working with a coach that I started to get clarity on what I really wanted my life to look like. Because when I left corporate, I thought I knew what I wanted. It turns out it really wasn't what I was meant to do or meant to be. So I knew that I wanted to be in service to others, and I knew that that was going to be my calling and I was going to earn a living from it. You know, I also learned what I needed to get there. It also became more about the person I was becoming. I took a step back and I began to plan my life and my business with the same amount of effort and enthusiasm that someone would plan a vacation. Because we don't do that. Most people don't do that. I realized that I had been stuck in the traditional model of goal setting. You set a goal, and when you miss it, you just try again to reach it, you know, over and over again. But it's really more of an evolutionary process, and the learning and growth that occurs during the journey of where you want to be is really what happens. And the process I went through was much more introspective and encompassed all areas of my life, even though I originally set out to make changes in my career. So what I want your listeners to know is you can pick one area, but you'll find as you go through the process that all other areas of your life are very interconnected.
So if I was to ask you what is important about this skill, that's exactly what you would probably say. Is that
yes.
All of these things are so interconnected. And I think that while your journey felt so personal to you and that you were introspective, I think the same thing would happen for every single person who allowed themselves this. And I think, wow, clarity, choices, and care so valuable. And I know you're starting with a workshop, but I expect to see an online program where globally everybody can access this in the near future. Is that something you're looking at?
Yes, it is. It is. So I wanted to start with some live workshops, and this will evolve to be, you know, more online, teleclasses, internet-based, so that I can reach more people.
Okay. So if you were to give us a lesson on these three things,
yep,
what kind of mini lesson do you have for us today?
Okay. So clarity, you know, this is probably the very first and important step, because if you don't know what you truly want, you'll never get there. And sometimes we think we know what we want, but often it's what someone wants for us or what we think we're supposed to do. So for clarity, the main thing here is to get very clear and invest the time in getting very clear on what you want your life, you know, your career, your business to look like. So in the workshop, one of the exercises I take people through to help with clarity is what's called the wheel of life. And I know you're familiar with that, Lynette. So a person rates on a scale of 1 to 10 different aspects of their life, you know, whether it's career, finances, health, or relationship with a spouse or significant other. And here it's being honest. What would you rate that area today? And what would it look like if it were 10? How would things be different? How would you feel? And this helps someone get very clear on the gaps between where they are today and what the ideal should look like. It's something very tangible to work towards. And it also helps formulate an image of what's possible. So in my upcoming workshop, in the first workshop, Clarity, we'll take this to the next step and create vision boards of what we want in our life. Things that we want to experience, places we want to travel, things we want to own, the person we want to embody. And we'll place these images on boards so we can start to bring our desires and our visions to life.
Okay, so that's clarity.
Yep. Choices. So the choices we make today affect our life tomorrow. And this one is usually the most difficult one for people to grasp because it often involves learning new habits, losing old ones, or sacrificing or trading off something to make changes in your life. What most people don't realize is that just small choices they make each day will either help them move forward, keep them where they're currently at, or worse, set them back. So after I left my corporate job, one of the most impactful skills I learned was how to take control of my day versus letting my day run me and allowing distractions to get in the way. And we all have the same 24 hours in a day. So why is it that some people seem to get more done? Well, it's a skill, and it's a skill that can be learned and practiced every day. And when you're in control of your day, you're getting to the most important tasks while still having time for yourself. When that happens, you're in a really good place. So part two of my workshop, we'll do some exercises that will help with planning your week, planning your day, and making sure the most important activities and tasks related to your goals, dreams, and desires are a priority. And oftentimes, Lynette, it's about creating boundaries. And what I mean by that, to put it politely, is how to say no. Saying no doesn't mean you don't care or you don't want to help or that you're selfish. It really means that you have to prioritize what's important for you in your life, in your business, or your career.
First of all, I want to say that as you're talking, I'm sitting here looking at my vision board mm-hmm. and my husband's vision board. So it's, and my husband has 5 pianos on his vision board. And that's exactly what I just got him for Christmas was a piano. So it's starting to come true for him. And I have all sorts of things like the map of the United States, and I'll be taking my 50-state tour coming up in May. So vision boarding is so valuable. And I saw before you turned your camera off on Skype here, I could see your vision board hanging up yeah. on the wall in your office. So these are things that we're actually doing. We're not just saying, oh, it's really great to get some pictures around you. I mean,
right.
this is a task or an activity or an exercise that does map your brain to achieve subconsciously what you set out to. So, mm-hmm. and for choices, same kind of thing. You know, the choices that you make are either going to push you forward or set you back. And, you know, we did a really great episode here on people pleasing, and I'm sure you're going to be touching on things like that in your workshop. it's so valuable for everybody to have permission to say no and also to shut down your social media. You're going to help them better with time management. That's such a skill. And it sounds like it's something simple. However, there's people who teach people how to organize their homes. That sounds simple too, but it's not for everybody. Mm-hmm. So the value declutters the mind and I think compartmentalizes tasks so you actually complete them rather than being pulled in so many directions, because I know I struggle from that also, to tell you the truth. I mean, I have so many things I want to be doing and so many things that I'm working on at one time. And my daughter is a queen time management organizer. And I know exactly how you're going to, because you're so organized also, Barbara. So I know you're going to be helping everybody lay that out in a way that de-stresses their life and allows them to get more work done. I completely understand what you mean by that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so care.
Care. So most people struggle with this one too. And self-care is really about taking care of yourself, nourishing your mind, your body, your soul. And the biggest obstacle most people have with this is finding the time to do it. But you see, when you're making powerful choices, coming off of understanding the choices that you make in time management, you're really in control in your time. It's not as hard to do as someone would think. And people also think that self-care always costs money, when in fact, you can develop a self-care routine at home that costs little to nothing. So what are some examples of self-care that someone could start today? Well, you can get up 15 minutes earlier for anyone in the house, have a cup of tea or coffee, and quietly reflect upon the coming day. It's amazing what happens when we start to quiet our minds. And there are dozens of other different self-care routines that can be incorporated even into the busiest person's schedule. A lot of people like to meditate or go for a walk or work out or yoga. Now, when you travel, during pre-takeoff instructions, we hear the flight attendant say, "Should the cabin lose air pressure, place your oxygen mask on first before assisting someone else." That's what self-care is about. And this too is not about being selfish. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to nourish ourselves and fill our own cup so that we can be the best we can be and be able to take care of others. And this is so much more important for women in particular, because we tend to put everyone else first in the role of caregiver in our families. So in part three of my workshop, you'll learn to shift your focus to self-care as a way of honoring yourself and honoring those around you. And you'll also go through a self-assessment exercise on how engaged you are in self-care routines today and be able to develop your own personalized plan that works for you.
You know what I love so much about this is the fact that when you get down to care, if you do self-care correctly, it's going to bring you right back up to clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, I was working so hard, 7 days a week, I'd say 6.5 days a week. Okay, anywhere from 10 to 16 hours a day when I first started this business. And I just felt like I needed control. I needed to wrestle this to the ground. I needed to take charge. And then I maxed out and I said, you know what? I'm going to do something for myself. And I did the Deepak Chopra and Oprah meditation challenge. That brought me so much clarity. And I said, I'm going to stick to this for the 21 days. I've never stuck to a meditation for any period of time. I stuck to that for 21 days. I'm telling you, on day two, I had this fantastic idea to reach out to this national exercise chain. On the third day, I had this idea. By the end of that challenge, Barbara, mm-hmm. I had committed to this 50-state tour. This is where that whole idea came from. And I had realized while in the hot tub one morning, when I said, I'm not. I am going to meditate, and then I'm going to get in the hot tub. I'm going to relax. I'm going to take care of myself today. And when I did that, and I, instead of trying to continue to wrestle and control, when I let go and I surrendered, I got clarity. I got ideas. I was able to move forward in a way that I was struggling and stumbling just the day before. It was amazing.
That's an incredible example, Lynette. It really is. And I think a lot of people don't see how simple that could be. They're just caught up in the things that they're supposed to do on a day-to-day basis. Stepping back and just quieting the mind and thinking and taking care of themselves, those simple things can make a huge difference. Huge.
I'm such a fan of the concept, be still.
Mm.
When you're still, then everything is able to surface. But when you're not and you're so busy trying to control, you're really stifling and keeping it all in, is what I found for myself.
And your brain's on overload. You're on overload. You're physically and mentally on overload. And this will help you get off that overload.
Well, I love the way you have this laid out. And I love that you're doing it in 3.5 hour increments. And you're saying, come on January 23rd. We're going to bring you all the way up to the vision board. Come on February 20th. And we're going to take it to the next level. And then March 19th. And honestly, coming on March 19th, ironically, really is self-care on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Doing that for yourself. So I think that's great. I wish you the best success with that because I know it's going to be fabulous. Now, is there a book that you could recommend to my listeners?
I would recommend anything Brené Brown.
Okay. Do you have one specific one?
Yeah, Daring Greatly. Daring Greatly. It really opened my mind to vulnerability.
I need that, I think.
And, you know, we go about our lives wanting to show people how strong we are and how great things are. And what people really need to see is our vulnerability and when things aren't going the way they're supposed to go and how we emerge from that. So that was a book I read about a year ago. It made me think about opening myself up to, you know, what vulnerability is and how people can really learn from that.
And that's pretty ironic too, because when I think of you, what I think about is how vulnerable you are, how you just are so open with your true feelings and opinions. And I, believe it or not, I probably don't seem like I am more guarded, but I am. I'm very good at talking about everybody else and with everybody else, but I do keep a lot inside. And so I'm working on that. And so that sounds like a really good book for me to read.
It is. It's a great book.
Okay. So this part of the show is the Motivate Me Express to Success. And as we talked before, I believe envision, explore, execute. So we're talking about the concept here of shifting from ordinary to outstanding. What should somebody be able to see for themselves?
That it's possible. No matter what the circumstances are in their lives, it's possible.
What does it look like?
It looks like whatever they want it to look like.
Good answer. I love that. Okay. So to explore making this shift from being the ordinary to living an outstanding life.
Look from within. You have the answers.
Okay. And then to execute?
It really aligns with my choices segment. Every day, you have the ability to make small choices that are going to affect you moving forward.
I really like it, Barbara. What kind of closing advice do you have?
Well, while any time is a good time to make changes, the start of the new year is always a fresh start and it's a clean slate. So it's the perfect time to reflect on this past year and what you want this upcoming year to look like. So if you're just settling or tolerating certain things or certain areas in your life, ask yourself why. While we can control our circumstances, we can control our choices. So focus on powerful choices and making those choices that take you from ordinary to outstanding. And remember, it's not always a big decision that's involved. It's often small choices each day that often get us where we want to be over time, not overnight. Do I watch TV tonight or do I read a book on self-care?
You know what? This episode is airing Thursday, New Year's Eve. And this is exactly why. Because I want to bring my listeners into the new year with new insights. And I want anybody around our area here at the Jersey Shore or in New Jersey, really, because you're central, for them to consider, like you just said, patiently, slowly over time, once a month, transitioning into this new mindset and into a new mindset that is going to shift their life from ordinary to outstanding. So I'm very happy to be bringing this to my listeners on New Year's Eve. And I'm very happy to be entering the new year with people like you, Barbara, and with my listeners, who I am all about exciting life. Let's get life exciting again, and something that's stretching us and that's moving us and that is out of the daily rut, right?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it, Lynette.
Okay, so give everybody your contact information.
Sure. My email address is Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, at empowermentforsuccesscoaching.com. You can also find me on Facebook on my business page, Empowerment for Success Coaching. And Lynette, you've done a fine job of promoting the workshop, and I would love to see you there. So if you're within driving distance, I'd love to have you. It's a great opportunity to meet up with like-minded people, and I really want to help you make those small shifts each day that will result in sustainable changes in your life, your career, your business. And if you know me, I promise it'll be a lot of fun too. And for more details on my workshops, you can go to ordinary2outstanding.eventbrite.com. And I'm running an early bird discount if you register by January 10th.
And I'll make sure to include all these links in my show notes as well.
Okay, great.
Okay, well, that's it for today. Barbara, I want to thank you so much for coming on and teaching everybody a valuable lesson, giving us a little peek into what your workshops are going to include. I know it will be an online program soon. You are a part of the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System on Facebook, our private group. And so when you do have that online program up and running, I want to make sure that we include a link there for everybody who is not in driving distance, because I do love what you're doing and I think it's so valuable for my listeners and everybody.
Absolutely, Lynette. Thank you. Thank you again for having me today.
So that's it, everybody. It's the end of the show. And at the end, we give you a go do. What we would like you to go do right now is check out Barbara's site. Check out what her workshop is all about. And see if you can get a couple friends in the car and take care of yourself by committing to make change from ordinary to outstanding in 2016. Remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.